Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes the Dream Take podcast. My name is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown. I am flying Han Solo today live here on Spotify Green Room. So to everyone who is going to be joining the show here shortly to discuss all things our NBA Mock Draft 2.0 related, I thank you very much. We'll give y'all some time to hop into the room and get situated. But without further ado, it is NBA draft week. It is certainly one of the Dream Shake's favorite times of the year. It's a time that we haven't been, you know, very invested in over the past few years because the Rockets have been on the verge of making late playoff runs. So draft picks were never at a premium on those teams. This year, that is very different. So we have been heavy on the NBA draft talk over the past couple weeks. And finally, we have reached the week of the NBA draft this Thursday night. Very, very exciting things going to be happening, hopefully for the Houston Rockets amongst other teams in the league. So what we will do on today's show is we will literally take you picks 1 through 30, either myself or guests of the show who are joining us live on Spotify Green Room will make the draft picks. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get right into the discussion of the Dream Shakes, the Dream Takes NBA Mock Draft 2.0. Full mock draft. So here we go. Let's go ahead and start with pick number one. There's been some debate, and there's actually a tweet that got sent out today by one Adrian Wojnarowski that indicated that the Detroit Pistons have still not made up their mind between Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, and Cade Cunningham. I think this is some posturing on the Detroit Pistons front for a couple of reasons. Number one, I feel like they would be equally as happy taking Jalen Green at number two and getting a King's ransom for the number one pick. I think the only teams that would be willing to do that at this point would be the Rockets or the Cavaliers with either the second or the third pick, because I don't believe the Pistons want to drop any lower than third. I think ultimately – no team is going to pay that King's ransom of what the Pistons want. And they end up keeping the number one pick and taking Cade Cunningham, the point guard from Oklahoma State. The kid is going to be an absolute superstar. 20.1 points per game is what he averaged at Oklahoma State. 6.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. I know he's coming into the league as a point guard is what it notes on most draft websites. I would contend he's going to end up being more of a guard forward. Watching his game, very reminiscent of Jason Tatum when he came out of Duke. I think Cade needs to put on a little bit of weight, put on some muscle, and I think give him a year or a year and a half, and I think he's going to be a bona fide superstar. So with the first overall pick, the Detroit Pistons take Cade Cunningham in the Dream Takes mock draft. Moving very swiftly to the second overall pick, our America's Houston Rockets. This, for me, I started off draft season really, really wanting Evan Mobley. I still do want Evan Mobley because I feel like the Rockets are really missing that in the paint defender of the rim type guy, and Evan Mobley would fit that bill. But when you have a guy who's got the upside of a Jalen Green, who last year in the G League did average 17.9 points, 4.1 rebounds, and 3 assists a game, he's an elite scorer, explosive athleticism. I think he has the chance to be very, very special for whoever selects him, and that will be the Houston Rockets with the second overall pick. Moving towards the Cleveland Cavaliers, you talk about a team that just recently acquired Jared Allen, formerly of the Brooklyn Nets. I don't believe they're going to want to re-sign Jared Allen to the massive contract that he's going to get on the free agency market this upcoming offseason. For those reasons, very easily, the Cleveland Cavaliers will run to the podium to select big man Evan Mobley from USC, the 7-footer. Again, weight is an issue for a lot of guys who are coming into the draft, so I won't specifically note it for every single team that we talk about. But Evan Mobley at 215 pounds, he's going to need to put on about 20 to 25 pounds of muscle, but he's got the ability, everything you could want to be the future big man in the middle for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So that takes us to our number four pick for the Toronto Raptors. This pick for me comes down to two different guys, either Jalen Suggs, guard out of Gonzaga, or Jonathan Kuminga. Jonathan Kuminga, who I like a lot with his position that he has currently in the, coming into the league. But with the fourth overall pick, I am going to select Jalen Suggs for the Toronto Raptors, the 6-foot-4 guard. Had a good year for a great team in Gonzaga. Jalen Suggs, the upside there, I think is too much for the Toronto Raptors to pass up on. When you look at the number five selection, you look at the Orlando Magic. I feel like the Orlando Magic, they've got the number five pick and they've got the number eight pick as well. Could the Magic make a move to get, let's say, to number four, to move up slightly to go get their guy if their guy drops? That is something to keep an eye on. But in this version of the mock draft, we're not going to do any trades. So with the number five overall selection, I have the Orlando Magic selecting Scotty Barnes from Florida State University. Scotty Barnes is a guy that I feel like is going to be one of the better players in this draft. When you look at today's NBA and what you need to succeed, you need size, you need length, you need the ability to play multiple positions. And that's what Scotty Barnes does. He's 6'8". He's listed as a power forward or a small forward. I think he can play multiple different positions. He's a multifaceted type guy who is going to be the Swiss Army knife for your team for years to come. So with the number five overall pick, I have got Scotty Barnes going to the Orlando Magic. If Scotty Barnes does go number five, the Oklahoma City Thunder with three picks in the first round. The Thunder have pick number six, number 18, and they also have, give me a second here while I track it down. They have six, 16, and number 18. They're going to get a guy also from the University of, excuse me, Jonathan Kuminga, who I do believe went to Gonzaga as well. Let me verify that in just a second. But let's talk a little bit about Jonathan Kuminga going to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Jonathan Kuminga is a guy that is highly talented. Excuse me, he did not go to Gonzaga. My apologies. He came out of the G League, very reminiscent of Jalen Green. Jonathan Kuminga, NBA ready type body coming into the league. I think he's going to struggle a little bit shooting the ball. He's got to improve that. When you look at the 3-point percentage, he only shot 25% from the 3-point line in his time in the G League, and he attempted five a game. So when you're going to attempt 5 3-pointers a game to only shoot 25% from the 3-point line, that has to improve. But the other intangibles that he brings with him, the athleticism, the fact that he played in the G League versus the NCAA will benefit him, especially in this draft process. So Jonathan Kuminga goes number six. to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's move to the very hated Golden State Warriors, who are picking 7th. The Warriors are in an interesting spot because they've got picks number 7 and number 14. Could this be another scenario where the Warriors try to package either one or two of these picks to get a guy like a Bradley Beal, because the Warriors are very clearly in win now mode. So we're going to, again, assume that they take all of these picks. This pick, to me, I'm going to go with the guard out of Connecticut. I'm going to go with James Bounight. James Bounight is a guy that I feel that is going to have a huge future in the NBA. Why? The guy is just a walking, as the kids say, he is a walking bucket. While at the University of Connecticut, averaged 19 points a game, 6 rebounds a game. He's 6'5", prototypical guard for today's NBA. The one aspect of his game, again, he's got to improve his three-point shooting. He shot 29.3% of the three ball. And a lot of the concerns about his three-point shooting were quashed, according to numerous reports out there, that he was able to present himself well enough that he was able to hit the three ball at a good enough clip to ease some of the concerns of NBA teams. And his stock is skyrocketing right now all across the league. This is really good insurance for the guard position for the Warriors, especially with a guy like Klay Thompson, who has been injured the past couple of years. So number 7 guard, James Bounight, comes off of the draft board. Now, moving back to the Orlando Magic with their second pick here. So the first pick that they took was Scotty Barnes out of Florida State. The next guy that I have them selecting is shooting guard Moses Moody, 6'6", 205 pounds, from Arkansas. This kid is going to be good. When you talk about, he's a 3-and-D type guy. While at the University of Arkansas, he shot 36% from three. And if you're shooting 36% from three in college, you would like to think that a guy can maintain that shooting percentage going into the pros, if not get slightly better. If you're going to be a guy who can shoot 37 to 42% in the league, you're going to have a job for a long time. So the Magic shore up not only the wing position with Scotty Barnes, but you're also getting a guy like Moses Moody. You combine that with Markelle Fultz and some of the other young pieces that the Magic have moving forward. I give the Magic an A-plus draft if they're able to come away with Moody and Scotty Barnes. Moving to the Sacramento Kings, who have done nothing but screw up the draft outside of De'Aaron Fox over the past few years, a la Marvin Bagley. With the 9th overall pick, you look at the rest of this board, and there's still a ton of talent on the board. I think a guy that they're going to take, I don't necessarily love this prospect at all, but he's a consensus top 10 to top 12 guy. Excuse me. Top 10 to top 12 guy across all major draft boards. Franz Wagner, small forward out of Michigan, 6'9", 220 pounds. I'm just not sure what NBA scouts and the NBA draft community see in a guy like Franz Wagner. 6'9", he averaged 12.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 3 assists, and he shot 35% from 3. Now, when you look at some of the draft notes about this kid, I don't think it necessarily means a whole lot when they start referencing his free throw percentage and why that's something to look at and say, oh, he's going to be a great player at the next level. He shot 35% from three, so that's a positive. He doesn't have great lateral quickness. I think this would be a reach for Sacramento, but when I look at the rest of the board, you know, me personally, I think a guy like a Jalen Johnson makes sense here. I think a guy like Josh Giddey out of Australia would make sense here as well. But I am going to go Franz Wagner for the Sacramento Kings at number 9. Speaking of Josh Giddey with the 10th overall pick, I have the Pelicans selecting the Australian there. Josh Giddey is the type of guy, 6'8", 205 pounds. Again, this is insurance for the Charlotte Hornets as it pertains to Gordon Hayward. Josh Giddey, you know, you've got LaMelo Ball on the team. They need to give him some wing help in addition to a guy like Gordon Hayward, who got severely overpaid by them just last season. He's a perimeter player with size. You know, he played overseas in the same league that his teammate LaMelo Ball also played in. So he fared decently well in that league, showed that he could play at a relatively high level. He's shown enough to me in the video that I have watched of him that he will be a top 10 pick. So when you start looking at the top 10, we'll recap every 10 picks before we move on to 11 to 20 and then 21 to 30. Cade Cunningham goes number 1 in the Dream Takes 2.0 mock draft. The Rockets select Jalen Green. The Cavaliers select Evan Mobley, big man out of USC. The Toronto Raptors select Jalen Suggs. The Magic select Scotty Barnes. The Oklahoma Thunder select Jonathan Kuminga. The Warriors at number 7 select James Bounite. The Magic select Moses Moody. The Kings at number 9 select Franz Wagner out of Michigan. And at number 10, the Pelicans select Josh Giddey out of Australia. Quickly moving into the number 11 pick, I have the Charlotte Hornets, and excuse me, the number 10 pick with the Pelicans. I gave a description for the Hornets instead of the Pelicans, so my sincerest of apologies there. But Josh Giddey going to the Pelicans, especially with the trade today that was made by the Pelicans front office, trading away, excuse me, my apologies, we're doing this mock draft, that 10th overall pick now belongs to the Memphis Grizzlies. So let's backtrack a little bit. Let's move the Grizzlies into the number 10 selection, and we'll move the Pelicans down to the number 17 selection. So we will discuss. So if we have with this board, the Pelicans move to number 10, I'm going to have them ironically selecting Josh Giddey as well. I feel like Josh Giddey would fit either the Pelicans or the Grizzlies, what they need on the wing. I know that the Pelicans do have Brandon Ingram. So the 10th overall pick to the Grizzlies goes Josh Giddey. So Josh Giddey is now going to the Pelicans at number 10. You got to love live podcasting, guys. So Josh Giddey goes to the Grizzlies at number 10 to fill in on that roster with the likes of the stud point guard, Ja Morant, and then they also have now Steven Adams. They've got some other really nice young pieces. They made the playoffs this past year. So Josh Giddey, after all of that, goes to the Grizzlies at number 10. Number 11 pick, the Charlotte Hornets select Jalen Johnson, small forward out of Duke, 6'9", 220 pounds, has one of the best NBA-ready bodies that I have seen. At 6'9", he averaged 6 rebounds for Duke in a down year. He's a former 5-star prospect that I think he is a guy in the right system running alongside LaMelo Ball in Charlotte is going to be a good pick for them to add to that young core. So Jalen Johnson goes number 11. You look at the number 12 selection with the San Antonio Spurs. San Antonio Spurs just got rid of LaMarcus Aldridge this past year. They need to add another big man to that fold. So with the number 12 pick, the San Antonio Spurs select Kai Jones, power forward out of the University of Texas. So Kai Jones had a down year at the University of Texas. The amount of talent that Shaka Smart had at Texas and the amount of success that he had is shockingly bad. When you look at Kai Jones, he's a stretch big at the next level, in my opinion. Made 13 out of 34 three-pointers he attempted as a sophomore while at the University of Texas. So a guy who shoots 39%, not a great number of threes, but still shows that he has the ability to hit that shot when he needs to, I think will be key for the Spurs. I think he's got a good mid-range game as well. So with the 12th overall pick, the San Antonio Spurs select Kai Jones. As we continue here with the number 13 overall pick, we are going to go with a member of the national championship Baylor Bear winning team point guard, Davion Mitchell. Breaking down Davion Mitchell for the Pacers, I know that they're looking to add some guard depth with Malcolm Brogdon. They've got their front court pretty much solidified with Sabonis, and they also have Miles Turner. Davion Mitchell, as a fan of the University of Houston and watching what the Baylor Bears did to the University of Houston in the Final Four and watching Davion Mitchell up close and personal, if he makes it to number 13, I think it would be a shock. But the way my board ended up working out with no trades, Davion Mitchell getting to the Pacers would be an absolute steal for them. Last year, he shot 44.7 from the three-point line. He averaged 14 points per game, 2.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists. He's a great defender. He can get to the rim whenever he wants, and he has the ability to knock down shots. So with the 13th overall pick, Davion Mitchell, point guard Baylor, goes to the Indiana Pacers. The 14th overall selection for the Golden State Warriors. I hate to admit this, but I'm going to go with another great selection for them. I am going to go with Trey Murphy for the Golden State Warriors. And if you remember earlier in the show, their first pick, we took James Bouknight. We are going to go with Trey Murphy here, the 6'9". We'll call him a guard forward for the University of Virginia. He was a transfer from Rice University, played 2 years there in Conference USA, moved to Virginia. And last year for the Virginia University, he averaged 11.3 points per game, shot a ridiculous 93% from the free throw line. He shot 43% from three on nearly five attempts per game. So when you look at what the Golden State Warriors are looking for, you can see that they got their big man last year in James Wiseman. They've got now, obviously, Steph Curry. You've got Draymond Green. You've got Klay Thompson. You've got Andrew Wiggins. I think they're going to look to move Wiggins in an attempt to further improve their roster. But if Trey Murphy is here, a 6'9" guy who can knock down the three ball is there, I feel like they will take a chance on Trey Murphy forward out of Virginia. Now, we're about 25 minutes into the show and about halfway done, so we're making good pace here. So thank you guys so much for listening live here on Spotify Green Room. And if you're listening this week, if you have any thoughts on this mock draft, you can send me a tweet at BSW_MB. The Washington Wizards hold the 15th overall selection. I have them selecting Corey Kispert with this pick. Corey Kispert is an individual who some have noted is going to be the best shooter out of this draft. And it's this draft, especially with what we've talked about thus far, this draft shows that the NBA is acknowledging that we are moving more and more to an outside type of game. Guys, the guys who survive in this league are the ones who can succeed at shooting the three ball at a very, very high percentage. Not that that hasn't been true, before this, but especially now, guys are working on their three-point shot as young as possible to develop it by the time they find a way to get to the league. Kispert, 6'7", forward from Gonzaga last year. When you look at his numbers overall, he started off, he's a four-year guy at Gonzaga, which I like a lot, and he's also improved every single year. 17 and 18, his first year, he averaged 7 points per game. This past season, he averaged 19 points, and then 8 points in his second year, 13.9 in his third year. So Corey Kispert's a guy that has improved year over year. Not only that, his three-point percentage has also improved year over year. He went from 35% to 37% to 43.8% to 44%. So Corey Kispert makes a lot of sense to go into the Wizards organization there with the 15th overall pick. The Oklahoma City Thunder made a selection earlier in the draft, taking Jonathan Kuminga. This pick for me at number 16 is going to be Keon Johnson. And most people, you hear the name Keon Johnson, you go, who? And if you go to YouTube and you look at his highlights, Keon Johnson out of the University of Tennessee can do a lot of things on the basketball court at 6'5". That would astound you. I mean, 11.3 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. He averaged a steal. He got you nearly a block a game. Only 27% from the three-point line, but I think Keon Johnson has the ability to be a plus defender at the next level. I think he did enough at Tennessee playing alongside the likes of a guy like Jaden Springer, who I think is also going to be a first-round pick. So he's done quite a bit at Tennessee to show that he's going to be a player at the next level. So that is the selection at number 16. So let's get back on track with our picks. In today's trade, the number 17 pick now belongs to the New Orleans Pelicans. So with the New Orleans Pelicans selecting at number 17, I will have them selecting guard Chris Duarte out of the University of Oregon. And the University of Oregon guard here, some people would say that they would take the likes of Trey Mann over Chris Duarte. And I have Chris Mann going in the first round, but I'm a big fan of what I see from Chris Duarte, and that's why I have Duarte going before Chris Mann. So when you look at Chris Duarte, 6'6", 190 pounds, in his senior season with Oregon, again, another four-year guy, which I'm a big fan of. He played in 34 of 40 minutes in a game. He averaged 34.1 minutes per game, 17.1 points, and he shot 43.2% from the field, including 43% from three. And look, the kid was a first-team all Pac-12, Pac-12 all-defensive team. If the Pelicans can come out of this draft with Chris Duarte, take that win and run with it. So I got Chris Duarte going number 17. With the third selection for the Oklahoma City Thunder, again, recapping, they've taken Jonathan Kuminga. They took Keon Johnson. And then with their third pick, I have them taking Zaire Williams, the shooting guard from Stanford, 6'8". He averaged 10.7 points per game last season, 4.6 rebounds, and 2.2 assists. Look, this kid, before going to Stanford, was a consensus top 10 pick going into school. The Stanford route for him basketball-wise was questionable when he did it. Not to, you know, undermine how great of a school Stanford is, but, you know, if he's going to just go there for the year and he doesn't do himself any much justice, I should say, by going to Stanford, playing on the West Coast, not getting enough eyes on him as a prospect, but he still has great size at 6'8", great athleticism. So I don't think he would fall past Number 18 for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Number 19, the New York Knicks, I have selecting Miles McBride. Miles McBride, very, I don't want to say he's an under the radar type guy, but some people have him going as high as number 12. Some have him, you know, not going in the first round at all, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. Miles McBride, another guard, 6'2", 200 pounds, comes from that tough defensive minded philosophy at the University of West Virginia. But still, last year, 16 points per game. He only averaged two fouls a game, which some people look at that stat and they laugh. But to me, when you go to a school like West Virginia with how defensive-minded they are, for him to be able to stay in games and average 34 minutes a game and not foul is a rare find for an NBA team. He also shot 42% from three, five assists, two steals per game as well. Miles McBride, as a Rockets fan, is a guy that I look at. And I know we're drafting Jalen Green at number two, but Miles McBride is a guy that I would like the Rockets to take a look at if he makes it to number 23 or 24, which I do not believe that he will. The 20th pick that I am going to make for the Atlanta Hawks is an international guy, Alperen Sengun, 6'10", 240 pounds, goes to the Atlanta Hawks. Now, this is a guy that I like. I like this pick for Atlanta to give them some front court depth because Clint Capela, huge fan of the guy, but his injuries are starting to creep into his repertoire. And the fact that they lost their backup big man, his name evades me at this point, but I want to say for the year, we'll get a look at his name and see if we can come up with that here in a minute. But when you talk about Sengun, he's a throwback center who's been playing professionally in Turkey since 2018. He's a type of guy. He's a very Arvydas Sabonis-esque type of guy, back to the basket. Can get you a baby hook shot, get you a bucket down low. But he's a guy that in today's NBA, I do feel like is making a comeback. You know, for the longest time, people, you know, especially here in Houston, were talking about the small ball mentality. They were talking about, you know, there's no need for a big man. There's in today's NBA because you were going small. Well, look at the last four in this year's NBA playoffs. You talk about Clint Capela. You talk about Brooke Lopez. You're talking about what's the guy's name in Phoenix, the center out of – let me see if I can find it here. But anyway, moving on, Sengun goes to the Atlanta Hawks, but the fact that DeAndre Ayton, there it is, DeAndre Ayton, center for the Suns. You need a traditional big man to survive moving forward in the NBA is how I see the league going. I might be wrong. I've been wrong multiple times before, as my wonderful girlfriend likes to point out to me. But that's neither here or there. Love you, dear. You talk about, let's go through picks 11 through 20. Just to recap before we get to the last 10 picks. Number 11, we have the Charlotte Hornets selecting Jalen Johnson. Number 12, the Spurs selecting Kai Jones, I should say. 13, the Indiana Pacers select Baylor guard Davion Mitchell. The Warriors selecting Trey Murphy, forward out of Virginia. The Wizards selecting Corey Kispert out of Gonzaga. The Oklahoma City Thunder selecting Keon Johnson. The New Orleans Pelicans at number 17, selecting do-it-all man Chris Duarte from Oregon. And at number 18, the Thunder selecting Zaire Williams. And at number 19, the Knicks selecting Miles McBride out of West Virginia. And at number 20, the Hawks going with big man Alperen Sengun. The Knicks have another pick at number 21. And this is a guy that I am extremely high on as a Rockets fan. I would have hoped he would have made it to us at number 23 But Isaiah Jackson, big man out of Kentucky, moves to number 21, goes to the New York Knickerbockers. When you talk about Isaiah Jackson, tremendous upside. Tremendous, tremendous upside. Guy who, again, went to the University of Kentucky last year, 9 points per game, three blocks per game. He stands at 6'10", 206 pounds. Tremendous leaping ability for this guy. Three blocks per game, a steal. He had 6.5 rebounds per game. This guy reminds me a lot of a Clint Capela type guy, really good springs. He's a plug and play guy. I think he does need to get stronger, as we talked about at the top of the show. But the Knicks coming out of this with Miles McBride and Isaiah Jackson, they're getting two guys, defensive minded guys. Isaiah Jackson is the type that can defend the rim, can be that big guy who stands next to, not stands next to, but plays next to Julius Randle, I should say. With the number 22 overall pick, I have the Los Angeles Lakers selecting Ayo Dosunmu. Ayo Dosunmu, who, let's face it, the Lakers right now are in absolute win now mode. They need guys that can come in and play at a high level that don't need a ton of coaching. Ayo Dosunmu out of Illinois University, the Fighting Illini, 6'5", 200 pounds. His numbers to me, he averaged 20 points last year. He is a 3 year guy in college. So he's more developed in the way of playing against higher competition for an extended period of time in college. 39% from three. Year over year, he went from 2019 and 2020 to 2020, 2021. He raised his shooting percentage from 29.6% to 39%. So, Ayo Dosunmu, really solid selection for the Los Angeles Lakers. That brings me to my team, America's team, the Houston Rockets, with the number 23 and 24 overall picks. Now, to give a recap of their earlier selection, they did select Jalen Green. Now, with the 23 and 24 overall pick, I think it is important to note that I do not believe the Rockets will keep 23 and 24. I think they will keep one of them. I think there's a really good chance that they trade the other one for some more draft equity in the second round. Potentially, they do not have a second round pick. If you have listened to this show in the past couple of weeks, there's a guy that I am incredibly high on, and that's Usman Garuba, power forward out of Spain. That's who I'm selecting with the 23rd overall selection. Versatile, high-level defender. He is not an offensive guy. He's at 6'8". He's the type of guy that offensively he needs some work. But when you talk about defense on the defensive end of the floor, this is a defensive stopper. And as a Rockets fan, you look at the potential of adding an Usman Garuba. If you run out a lineup, let's just say, of Kevin Porter Jr., Jalen Green, Jayshon Tate, Christian Wood, and Usman Garuba, that type of lineup is young, they are hungry, and they will get after you on a very consistent basis. So I am drooling at the idea of adding an Usman Garuba to this roster. So that is the selection I'm going to make at number 23. The number 24 pick, I am going to go with a point guard that I'm relatively, I like. I don't love this guy, but when you look at the potential of you have Kevin Porter Jr., the Rockets need to find him a long-term backup at the position. And as it's been pointed out to me numerous times before, the Rockets don't need to draft on rotational needs. You take talent. And Sharif Cooper from Auburn, the freshman point guard at 6'1", is a talent that I don't think the Rockets can afford to pass up on. 6'1", like I said, 20.2 points per game. Excuse me, 4.5 rebounds, 8.8 assists. So for this Auburn team playing in the SEC, he averaged the 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists per game. His three-point shot has to improve. But when you talk about a guy that can distribute the ball, find the open man, and get his team to play at a high level consistently, I would love this type of guy to be leading the second unit. If the Rockets were looking to move on from DJ Augustine, who they do have under contract this season, DJ Augustine as an expiring deal, potentially being traded to a playoff team, the Rockets could very easily fit in a guy like Sharif Cooper. So that wraps up the Rockets draft as we swiftly move through the last six picks here. The Los Angeles Clippers at number 25. I have them selecting Joshua Primo. Now, the Clippers, again, are also in an interesting spot because this year they came oh so close to making it to the NBA Finals. Would have been their first NBA Finals in their history. Injuries derailed them. The Suns did end up, you know, defeating them. But I feel like if they were healthy, the Clippers would have had a good shot to make it to the NBA Finals. So with this pick, I have them going Joshua Primo, 6'6", freshman out of Alabama. Roll Tide, roll. The number 27 selection, the Brooklyn Nets. I have them selecting a guy that, again, that I'm pretty high on in this draft. I feel like if the Rockets don't take a Sharif Cooper, I would love to see them take a guy that's going to go here at number 27 and Jaden Springer, another point guard out of Tennessee, shot the three ball 44% at a very, very high level. And he could become a part of a bench brigade for the Nets, who already have a ridiculously high amount of talent in Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Joe Harris. They need some guys to come off of the bench that they can rely on. So, excuse me. Jaden Springer comes off the board at number 27. And before I wrap up, it looks like we have our first speaker request. So that individual is gone. Owen, if you would like to come back on, go ahead and hit the request to speak button. Moving to the 28th pick, our buddy Daryl Morey, who's now in Philadelphia, is going to take a chance on a guy that's got a health condition with his heart, but Jared Butler, point guard out of Baylor. Let me put it this way. If Jared Butler was cleared as a prospect and there were no red flags medically for this kid, he would be a top 15 selection in my eyes. He's a complete player. He's 6'4", he's 195 pounds, great NBA body. And if the NBA can find a way to clear this kid, and the Sixers at number 28 would get, in my eyes, the steal of the first round with Jared Butler, 42% from three, 5 assists, 3.5 rebounds, can defend, can shoot, he can do it all. He's a five-tool type of guy going into the NBA. So I would – the Sixers make a selection there that I would consider a home run in Jared Butler. At number 29, I've got the Phoenix Suns making the selection of Trey Mann, point guard out of Florida. Again, another point guard, guard heavy. There's a lot of guards that are going to go in this draft, and that's the way the NBA is going, is that you have to have multiple guards on your team that can play at a high level or you're not going to be able to compete. Trey Mann, 40.2% from three-point line last season. He has the ability to either play he's a combo guard. He can play the point guard position. He can play the shooting guard position. So that's a guy to watch out for the Phoenix Suns, especially if they're going to lose Chris Paul. And their backup, Cameron Payne, is also a free agent. So the Suns could be looking at staring down the barrel of needing some guard help and needing it fairly quickly. So Trey Mann, University of Florida there. And then with the 30th overall selection, final selection of our NBA Mock Draft 2.0, I have the Utah Jazz selecting Josh Christopher, the shooting guard out of Arizona State. This is a guy that good buddy of mine, co-host of this show, Ray Lucas, has been high on since the draft process started. He's a guard with size, limited number of games, showed an ability to basically get a bucket whenever he wants. My comparison for Josh Christopher at the next level is Lou Williams, Rockets legend Lou Williams, I should say. So that is going to do it for my version of the mock draft. Before I wrap the show up, if you'd like to come on and speak about anything NBA draft related, Rockets, or any other team that you're a fan of, go ahead and hit the request to speak button. I'd love to hear from you and chop it up here on SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take. So the number 21 overall pick, Isaiah Jackson to the New York Knicks. Number 22 to the Lakers was Ayo Dosunmu. Number 23 and number 24, the Rockets selected Usman Garuba and Sharif Cooper in that order. Number 25, the Clippers selected Joshua Primo. Number 26, the Nuggets selected Josh Christopher. Number 27, the Nets selected Jaden Springer. Number 28, the 76ers selected Jared Butler. Number 29, the Suns selected Trey Mann. And at number 30, the Jazz selected Josh Christopher. So that'll do it for today's episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take podcast. Make sure to follow myself, most importantly. No, I'm just kidding. My Twitter is at BSW_MB. You can give The Dream Take a follow at The Dream Take on Twitter. You can follow the mothership of The Dream Take, The Dream Shake, at Dream Shake SBN. Make sure to follow The Dream Shake on Facebook at The Dream Shake for all things Houston Rockets every single day as we are updating our page there every day with all new Rockets takes as well. So we will be back on Thursday night live for the NBA draft. I suspect Ray will be here. I will be here. Jeremy will be here. Who knows who else? It's going to be a great night for all of the Houston Rockets community. So with all that being said, thank y'all so much for taking the time to listen to the show. And until next time, go Rockets.